Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Justin Bieber, Daisies, the Q Morning Show. So last week, I made this big proclamation. I said, that's it. I'm done with the Browns. I'm not watching them the rest of the season. Unless something interesting happens or something makes me think that this is worth tuning into and watching, because so far it's just been a waste of time the past few weeks watching this team.
They don't call it the factory of sadness for nothing, Bill. Where have you been?
As much as I love them, I don't know if someone would call me out and say I'm not a true fan, but it's just been unwatchable football.
I don't think any true Clevelander would fault you for not being able to watch the Browns.
Yesterday, my 14-year-old son, Will, he actually went to the game. So it was like a later start yesterday, like a 4:25 kickoff.
Oh, fun.
But I was very productive yesterday. I had no intention of watching, and I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't watch at least the first half. And then my son texts me, and he's like, they're putting in Shador.
Oh.
So Shador Sanders, the quarterback that is so much hype and so many people have been wanting him to get first team reps.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is Dillon Gabriel had a head concussion, so they put in Shador in the second half. So I was on my way to take a walk with Myrtle, so I just popped in the headphones. I started listening to the game.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you still didn't watch?
No.
But you listened. Did they win?
No, they didn't win.
Oh, man. Okay, so listening doesn't provide any better luck for the Browns. Noted.
It was actually an entertaining game for the most part.
It was close?
Yeah, it was close. They only lost by a touchdown, I think.
All right, that's not too bad. That feels like we're getting somewhere.
It was, the game was in question at least until the final minutes. So, I don't know. But another loss.
Another loss, but hey, you didn't watch it with your own two eyes.
No, I didn't feel as bad about it today, I guess, as I could have. You've got the Q Morning Show. Thank you for coming back on a Monday morning. Q104. Let's go to East Lake this morning. Natalie has a good vibe. Natalie, good morning.
Hi.
Hello. Please share with us.
Of course. So days are crazy. And times are crazy. And so I got into embroidery this year. And
ooh,
like every night I'll take an hour, maybe at least, usually more. And I'll just work on these little projects and just the monotony of it. And it's kind of meditative as well, but it kind of brings me peace every single day at the end of the day.
Oh, how fun. What are you working on like right now? What are you embroidering?
I'm embroidering a bumblebee and it's very cute.
Oh, is it just like on like a embroidery hoop or are you doing like a specific piece?
Yeah, so far I've only done, like, I use the hoop to do it, and then I'll, like, finish the hoop and give it away as gifts to my friends.
Oh, cute!
Yeah.
So you've made many things already.
Yeah, I've made maybe, like, 10, 15 different little things. I can't keep them all. I don't know where I would put them. So, yeah, I just give them away.
So just so I can picture this, you're in your house. You've got your embroidery tools with you, whatever you use. Do you have music on? Is the TV on? Or is it just you just doing this?
Just vibing.
Usually I'll do an audiobook. Sometimes I'll have like a mindless TV show. Like I'll rewatch Survivor or something while I...
Girl of my own heart. I love me some Jeff Probst.
Oh my God, those dimples, yeah.
Oh, yes. Don't even get me started.
Natalie, that's excellent. Thank you for sharing your good vibe with us this morning.
Have a good day, y'all.
Opalite, Taylor Swift, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. So you want to hear about my sleeping hack?
Yes, please.
So let me tell you how I discovered it first. On Friday night, my youngest son, Drew, who's 10 years old, he had a soccer training. And so we went off to the soccer training. And during the car ride, I believe that Drew, at some point, maybe during the day, I think he developed some sort of a stomach bug.
Oh.
And the reason that I know that is because he became sick.
Oh, no.
All over my car.
Oh.
On the way there and on the way back.
Oh, twice.
Which means I was at this car wash place at 8 o'clock at night on Friday night.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were.
And the smell is still there.
Oh, thank you for that.
I digress.
Thank you for that full sensory overload.
So we took Drew home. And he just wasn't feeling well. He ended up going to sleep, like, right away in my bed. And he was out for the rest of the night.
Okay.
So I had nowhere to sleep. If I had the couch. And I'm like, well, Drew's bed is free. I'm just going to go sleep in Drew's bed.
Oh, okay.
And I slept pretty well Friday night into Saturday. Cut to Saturday night. I had to work late. I was at a soccer tournament super late. It didn't wrap up until like 11 o'clock at night. Paula texts me, Drew's fine at this point, but she's like, Drew's asleep again in our bed on your side. So I come home on Saturday night. I make myself something to eat. I watch a little bit of Saturday Night Live with my oldest son, Will. And I went to bed like right after weekend update. So it's like 12:15.
Did you go back to Drew's bed?
I went back to Drew's bed because it's the only available bed in the house.
Okay.
I slept until 10:30 on Sunday morning.
Whoa!
Without waking up once.
That's crazy for you.
His bed is super comfortable.
Wait, so is that the hack? Just go sleep in your kid's bed?
It seems to be what's working. Last night, Paula got up in the middle of the night, 1:45 a.m., turned on the light for some reason, and it woke me up instantly. I haven't been back to sleep since. I've been up since 1:45 this morning.
Bill!
I wanted to go kick Drew out of his bed so I could go get a few more hours of sleep last night.
You should have just gone and picked him up and just like put him in your bed
in
and just
bed.
Like done the switch off.
So there it is, my sleep hack. This is not going to work for everybody, obviously.
Yeah, this isn't going to work for me. I was all excited. Yeah, I don't have kids. So
but all you have to do is go out and just go buy a single twin bed. Just go buy a twin bed. Put it somewhere in one of the rooms in your house. Just go sleep in there.
Just go sleep in there when you can't get any Z's.
It's the Q Morning Show. The Q Morning Show. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is back this morning at 7:55. We're going to have Meghan Trainor tickets for this summer at Rocket Arena. And before we get into what we're going to get into, as Alyssa was telling me about this, something that has happened in her life, as she's explaining it to me, I was like, this sounds like a comedy bit I've heard before from comedian Nate Bargatze, one of my favorites. So I want to play this for you.
Oh, well, yeah, play that, because I've actually never watched his comedy, but I know you really like him.
See if this sounds a little familiar.
The guy that we have that mows our yard is my wife. It's free, which is nice. I don't care for the tone it is mowed in. She wanted to mow it. And I was like, look, that's fine. But I want you to go tell every neighbor that you choose to do this. I don't want to always begin stop like, you the guy that makes his wife mow the yard? I'm like, yeah, I got my mom on the roof right now.
Does that sound a little familiar?
Oh, yeah, that hits pretty close to home.
All right, so we'll explain how that relates to what's going on with Alyssa next after Huntrix. Golden, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. So this past summer, Alyssa, how many times did you have to mow your own lawn?
I probably got out there good, I don't know, maybe like between 5 and 10.
Okay.
I don't know. I was out there quite a bit, and I was definitely out there, I would say, more than my husband. I would say that's a fair estimate.
And who is not happy about this?
That would be my 82-year-old Pat. He is really not a fan of this. And this all came to a head last week.
Uh-huh.
He bought Bryce and I a snowblower. Our first snowblower, but he had a contingency. He said, here's the deal. I'm gonna buy you a snowblower. I don't want you out there using it. I'm not buying it for you to use it. That's for your husband to get out there and use. That's not for you to be out there outside.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what? You mean you're gonna get this new toy and I'm not allowed to use it? And he was like, well, yeah, that's... You already are mowing the lawn, and I don't like that. That's man's work.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't get it. Like, our snowblower is something that only men know how to operate. It's not clicking. And he's like, no, it's just women. You're supposed to be inside. And I was like, what? I don't like to do stuff inside.
Well, okay, see, I am in 100% agreement with your grandfather up until that point. It's like, you're not supposed to be inside.
He was like, you do the work around the house.
I thought he was, okay,
And my pap, he is a very progressive man. But this is just one of those things that is so old school about him.
Yeah, I was with him to a point. It's like, if your grandfather told you you should be next to the stove, then,
well,
you know, he's
there,
gone too,
like,
far.
He's not saying get in the kitchen at all. But he was like, well, you should be doing the work inside. And I was like, Bryce cooks. And he was like, well, why don't you cook? And I was like, because I don't like to cook. I don't mind getting outside and like mowing the grass or doing stuff out in the yard. But I don't like to cook. Bryce, my husband, likes to do that.
216-474-0104.
This is just a dynamic that I don't think he is used to, because him and my Nana have been married over 50 years. She apparently has never once mowed the lawn or ran the snowblower.
Well, to quote your grandfather, to quote Pap, he said yard work is for the man. That's what he said,
That's
right?
That's what he said.
Do you agree with that? Is yard work for the man? I kind of agree with it.
What?
I relate to what comedian Nate Bargatze said. Like, I don't want Paula out there doing anything either.
Well, because you're worried what people are going to think of you.
Absolutely.
If they see Paula out there.
100%. I don't want the neighbors seeing Paula out doing any yard work.
Oh, my gosh.
And to top it off, I think Paula would agree with me. She doesn't want to mow the lawn or shovel the walk either. 216-474-0104.
I don't mind getting outside and touching grass. It's good for me.
It's 2025, but does this still hold true? What Pap said is the yard work for the man. 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Luda, 7:30 banger this morning, the Q Morning Show. Here's what we're talking about. Alyssa's pap gave her a snowblower, gifted her a snowblower.
It's gorgeous. It's a very fun new toy.
Under one condition. And the condition is?
I'm not allowed to use it.
Pap is not a fan of Alyssa doing the yard work this past summer, mowing the lawn, things of that nature. I think he wants Bryce to be out there doing some of that. And
he
now
does.
He's got the snowblower. He's like, this is for Bryce. This is not for you.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I agree with what your pap is saying because that's how it is in our house. I would be mortified if I came home and saw Paula shoveling the walk because that means, in my mind, I am in dereliction of my duties.
And what a big dereliction.
Yeah. And I don't want, you know, anyone in my neighborhood thinking that, you know, what's going on there. I realize that sounds outdated. Serena and Willowick, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about that? Is the way that I think, is that outdated now in 2025?
It is becoming more outdated. I do more outside stuff than my husband. He does more inside stuff. Like, I hate washing the floors and cleaning the bathrooms. Mm. He'll do that, and I'll do the outside stuff.
Yeah.
I love shoveling more than anything. I don't like, we have a snowblower. I've used it, but I prefer shoveling, but I know how to use it and I'll use it if I need to.
That's kind of where Paula and I are at, because I rarely clean the bathroom. That's Paula's job.
Yeah.
It's not like this is guys' work and this is women's work.
No, it's just a divide and conquer.
Right.
I'm very similar. Like, I always clean the bathroom, but I hate doing the floors. Bryce will do the floors.
Tom's in Lakewood. Tom, I bet you have some strong opinions about this.
Grandpa's 100% right.
Why do you agree with Grandpa, Tom?
It's just the man's job. That's it. You know, I guess I'm an old school type of guy. It's not disrespectful or anything. You know, we split up duties in our house too, but the lawn and the snow blowing and stuff, I don't need the status thing in my neighborhood. I could care less about that. It's just, well, first of all, I want straight lines, and my wife would just cut the grass in any direction she wants, and then she'll scalp the grass. And Bill, you know this, it's got to be manicured, right? And if there's, you know, like, my wife's not going to let me make the bed because it's going to be a disaster. So it's just the way it is. We all have roles, right? And maybe things are different for you, Alyssa, in your household. That's fine. But at the end of the day, I think it's the man's job to get the lawn cut, to take the trash out, to do those things. It's just, gentlemen, open up the door for a lady. Are we going to start having the ladies open the door for gentlemen now? I mean, come on.
Tom, if you saw Hinge, you would be mortified. Chivalry has been dead.
How do we get Grandpa on board with this, though?
I don't know. I honestly am kind of just, like, afraid for him to drive past my house when I'm inevitably using that snowblower.
Yeah.
I will challenge Tom, though. I'm the person in my house that likes those lines. I'm the one that makes sure that everything is nice and manicured. If I leave that to Bryce, that will not be the case.
All right. Anything further, 216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. Alex Warren tickets after 9 on Q104. I have Pam in Strongsville. Pam, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so excited to play.
Pam, I don't know if you know this or not, but Alyssa did not lose once last week. Not one game.
Well, hopefully I can change that streak.
Yes, I would like to get this week started with a loss for Alyssa. If you answer more of these trivia questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win the game. But if she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it's a tie, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Here's question number one, Pam. He's the star of the Disney movie Cars.
Flash McQueen?
Question two. The co-founders of Apple had the same first name, which was what?
Steve.
Question three. What does MTV stand for?
Music Television.
Question four. Name the children's book character who becomes two-dimensional after being hit by a bulletin board, allowing him to travel by mail.
I have no idea.
Final question. Is a pickle a fruit or a vegetable?
A vegetable.
Pam, I'm counting you up right now. You have 2 correct out of 5.
Oh, no. I thought I did better than that.
How will Alyssa do compared to you? We will find out next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. It's Q104. Welcome back. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa is back in the studio. Pam in Strongsville is not happy with her performance.
Oh,
Alyssa.
No. How'd it go?
I don't know. Pam, you want to tell her?
Oh, I only got 2 right.
She's really dejected.
Yes, I am. I listen to you guys every morning on my way into work.
Right now, I'm hoping that Alyssa does terrible, just so we don't have Pam leave on a negative note here.
Well, let's see what happens.
So Alyssa needs 2 to tie. Any more than that, she outright wins the game. Question number one. He's the star of the Disney movie Cars.
Lightning McQueen.
Question two. The co-founders of Apple had the same first name, which was what?
Steve.
Question three. What does MTV stand for?
Music Television.
That is correct.
Oh, okay. I said Music Television.
I didn't say you got that one wrong. You got that one right.
Oh, I did. Okay.
Let's move on to question four. Name the children's book character who becomes two-dimensional after being hit by a bulletin board, allowing him to travel by mail.
Oh, wait. Flat Stanley.
Flat Stanley.
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
Final question. This is a Drew question.
Oh, boy.
My son, Drew, who's 10 years old, is enjoying helping me come up with trivia questions. So this one's his.
Okay, let's see what you got, Drew.
Is a pickle a fruit or a vegetable?
I'm going to say, because I think it grows on a plant and that would make it a fruit.
So you're going to say fruit?
I'm going to say fruit. Yay!
Fruit is correct.
Yes!
A pickle comes from the cucumber.
Oh.
So that's why it is technically a fruit. Now, in culinary terms, we use pickles as a vegetable, but it is technically a fruit.
Good question, Drew. Good question.
I took culinary in high school and in college. I always thought it was a vegetable.
And then Alyssa goes 5 for 5 just to rub it in to Pam today.
Okay, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, Pam.
That's okay. It is what it is. I love it that I was able to play this morning.
Pam, we loved having you, and we have some fantastic prizes for you. So hang on, all right?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. My name is Pam. I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge, IQ 104.
Taylor Swift, Q104. Vine, we should probably explain Vine, just in case, right?
It is crazy because I know that we have some youngsters that listen that are probably like too young to remember Vine.
Vine was my favorite social media. What's the best way to describe it? 6-second clips.
6 seconds of magic. Super short TikToks. You only got 6 seconds. That's it.
And they were so random.
And they were so funny.
Yes.
I mean, that was like the first app that I lost hours of my life to. Just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And you know what? I don't regret any of it.
And then it went away. And when did it go away? Before 2020?
2017.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah,
way
2017
before.
It went away.
Well, this gives us an excuse to play some of our favorite Vines.
And I love an excuse to play some Vines.
Before we do that, so what's happening? Is Vine coming back?
So it's kind of coming back in a new form, it would appear. So weirdly enough, one of the Twitter co-founders is behind this. It's a new app called D-Vine. Like the word divine, D-I-V-I-N-E. But they actually they've been sifting through like 2.5 terabytes of archived videos. They've restored over 100,000 vines.
Oh, you mean the old vines are coming back?
The old vines, which for the record, I didn't even know were like being hidden away somewhere. I didn't know that that was an option to bring them back, but I'm so happy that it is. I just checked my own app store and I don't have it available to download yet, this Divine app, but I am going to keep an eye out for it. The other really cool part about this app is that it is combating AI slop, like specifically.
Because they're real. They're 100% real.
Yeah. So they're going to be flagging suspected AI generated videos to prevent them from being posted, aiming to preserve real person social experience. Another reason to love Vine.
Absolutely. I am so annoyed when I see those fake AI videos.
Dude, I'm so over it.
On my Instagram. I'm done with it.
It's literal slop. Like, I have no other way to describe it than just like slop.
All right. Well, I look forward to Divine if it ever comes back. But before we get to that, it's Bill and Alyssa's top favorite Vines. My favorite Vine.
You know what? I'm about to say it. Okay. So, I don't care that you broke your elbow.
Classic.
It's just so random.
Classic.
I love saying it to people, and I would say most of the people that when I say those words, when
they
have
no idea what you're talking about.
I'm like, you know what? I don't care that you broke your elbow. Like, maybe 2% of people get that reference.
And this is why we work, because I do.
Alyssa's favorite Vine of all time.
Happy Christmas. It's Christmas. Merry Chrysler. Merry Chrysler.
Merry Chrysler.
The Q Morning Show. Thank you for being with us this morning, the Q Morning Show. So Martha Stewart, the homemaking maven, that's a good way to describe her.
Okay.
She was on the Today Show last week, and she has announced, and she says there's no room for debate on this either. She's that confident.
Okay. No wiggle room at all.
That dinner should be served on Thanksgiving at 2 p.m. sharp.
Does she give, like, a reasoning for this? Because there's no other day of the year that you would say, dinner, 2 p.m.
I 100% agree with you. Martha Stewart says guests are able to eat early, watch the big game, and keep the drinks and dessert flowing throughout the night. But I'm with you 100%. I don't want to eat dinner at 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yeah, I don't want to do
Thursday.
No.
Especially when I've been eating my dinners at the regular time the entire week, and then all of a sudden on Thursday I'm going to eat dinner at 2 p.m.
Not to mention Thanksgiving dinner makes you super sleepy no matter what.
Exactly.
So you eat at 2 p.m., I'm snoozing by 4. Like,
according to my group text, my family group text, it looks like our Thanksgiving feast will be at 3 p.m. So I don't know if that's going to be moved up now.
That's still too early.
I don't know.
3 p.m. is still too early to me.
I don't know if my brother and sister-in-law are going to find out what Martha Stewart said and move in an hour early. I'm not sure. But still, 3 p.m. is still kind of early. What about you? Because Alyssa is hosting this year at her house.
Yeah, we don't really know what's going on. And probably like 5, 4. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Again, you need to figure this stuff out.
Yeah, over a week away. Fine. We have so much time.
But you need to tell people when to arrive at your house.
Okay, well, my family lives 20 minutes away, and the rest of them will be staying in my home for over a week. So
as long as you give them a 20-minute heads up, they should just get up on Thanksgiving morning, shower, get dressed, and wait for you to send a text to say, come on over.
Nah, dude, you don't know my family. I can give them a time. They will show up whenever they want to anyways, okay? It doesn't matter.
216-474-0104. Thanksgiving dinner at 2 p.m. Too early?
Or just right.
Or too late. 216-474-0104. It's Q104. Martha Stewart says the ideal time for Thanksgiving dinner is 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Alyssa and I both say too early. Way too early.
Way too early.
To eat a meal that big at 2 in the afternoon. What do you say, Michelle and Aurora?
I say way too early. There's a lot of people that do these buffets, too, like if you want to go out, and they want to serve you between 1 and 3. And it's like we in our family, we don't eat dinner till normally during the week till 6 o'clock or 6:30. So jumping Thanksgiving up to 5 o'clock is good with us.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't understand. I mean, Martha has her reasons. She says because you can watch the big game doesn't work with me, though. We're not engineering.
Yeah, I don't really care about that.
We're not engineering our day around football.
No. But also, too, I just feel like 2 p.m., like, I understand moving it up a little bit when you have a bunch of people come into your home. But 2 o'clock is just, like, way, way too early.
Also, I think that lends itself to overeating.
Yes.
So if I eat at 2 in the afternoon, I'm going to be hungry later, and I'm going to be eating leftovers and desserts and... I mean, maybe that's what you're supposed to do on Thanksgiving, but...
I guess.
Vicki and Avon, good morning.
Good morning.
When's the perfect time to have Thanksgiving dinner?
For me, 2 p.m. is just right.
Really?
Just like you said, I'm like, I want time, I'm going to eat my dinner, or my lunch at that point, apparently, digest, eat some pie. When I was growing up, we would decorate my grandma's house for Christmas, get it all ready, and then we'd dig into leftovers and do it all over again about 6 or 7.
Oh, okay. That was going to be my question. So, like, when you have Thanksgiving dinner at 2 p.m., do you have a second dinner later on in the evening?
It's snacking on the leftovers. Maybe not, like, a full dinner, but, like, get some more mashed potatoes, little gravy.
Okay. Keep that food coma going.
Who's hosting Thanksgiving this year, Vicki?
This year, we're at my in-laws.
Okay.
So, we'll be out in Defiance, Ohio.
All right. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, my kids love being out there. It's nice to, they take more of the kid responsibility, so absolutely.
Yeah? Your kids love it? Do you love it?
For the most part, yeah.
Some pretty pregnant pauses right there.
Good. Thank you for listening to us.
Yep, you guys have a great morning.
The Q Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Q Morning Show. So I'm sure there are people excited. I am not one of those people, but I'm sure there's people really looking forward to the new Wicked movie, which drops on Friday, correct?
Yeah.
Wicked for Good. I don't know much about Is it like a Wizard of Oz spinoff? Is that what it is?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. On The Tonight Show, I believe this was Friday night on Fallon, he had the entire cast on the show.
Oh, wow.
Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande, Jonathan Bailey was there, the people's most...
sexiest man alive.
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum, Bowen Yang, and there were some others. But they performed a song. I believe this is a special song that they performed about their respective characters from Wicked. So maybe if you're a newbie in the Wicked universe, maybe this
will catch you up to speed.
Maybe this will help you a little bit.
Alphabet.
And Glinda, too.
Back again.
For something new.
Time to meet
the entire crew.
Wanna start?
No, after you.
First Fiero.
That's my name.
He's a prince.
And always game.
Then there's Funny.
That be me.
Hey, bestie.
Love you, queen.
Madame Marble.
Guess I'm next.
She's in charge.
And quite complex.
Buck and Nessa.
Hello.
Here. I can't keep up.
One more.
Oh, dear. It's the wizard.
I'm that dude.
More like fraud.
Okay, rude.
Eh, doesn't really help me.
No, I mean, I even know who the characters are, and that confused me.
Perhaps it's visual.
Maybe.
All right, let's do this. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Caller 14 right now, 216-474-0104. You will be next to take on Alyssa in this five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. And we have tickets all this week for Meghan Trainor, who will be at Rocket Arena this summer. Caller 14 right now, 216-474-0104. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, less than 10 minutes away. Bailey in Painesville, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
All right.
Are you a first-time player?
I am, but I call all the time and can never get in.
Congratulations. Thank you for not giving up on us. It's a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number one, Bailey. What city does Batman protect?
I should know this. My brother loves Batman. I can't think of it.
Let's try your luck on question two. It's okay. The name of the CBS sitcom that was on the air from 1996 to 2005 that starred Ray Romano.
I don't know that one either.
Question three. Name the literary hero who is famous for robbing from the rich and giving to the poor.
Robbing from the rich. I don't think I know that one either. This is horrible. I usually know more than this.
All right, Bailey, I'm determined to find a question that you can answer. Let's try number four. Neil Armstrong was the first person to do what?
Go to the moon.
Final question. How many quarts are in a gallon?
Four.
Bailey, you had me worried there for a second because you missed the first three, but then you rebounded and got the last two. So you went 2 out of 5 today.
Yeah.
Will Alyssa do better or worse? Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. All right. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Round number two. Alyssa's back in the studio. Alyssa, meet Bailey in Painesville.
Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning, Alyssa.
She played for the first time this morning.
Ooh.
And she didn't do too bad. She went 2 for 5.
Nice. Okay.
Stumbled on some of these questions, but managed to get at least 2 points. So let's see how you do compared to her. If you get 2, you will tie her. If any more than that, you win the game. Question number one. What city does Batman protect?
Gotham.
Gotham City is correct. Question two. It's the name of the CBS sitcom that was on the air from 1996 to 2005 that starred Ray Romano.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh my gosh.
You never saw that show, Bailey?
I saw it many times. I don't know. I think it was Nerves.
Question three. Name the literary hero who is famous for robbing from the rich and giving to the poor.
Robin Hood.
Yep.
Question four. Neil Armstrong was the first person to do what?
Land on the moon. Walk on the moon.
Yeah, now we might have to do a fact check there. The answer that I have is walk on the moon. I don't know if he was the first person to land on the moon. We may have landed on the moon, but nobody actually got out.
Oh.
I don't really know. Who cares? You've already won the game. Like, do you really want to do a fact check?
No, not really.
Does anybody really want to know this right now?
I'm good.
Okay, we'll move on. Final question. How many quarts are in a gallon?
Four
is correct.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm terrible at measurements. Woo-hoo-hoo.
You got that one correct. All right, so final score today, Alyssa 4, Bailey 2.
Good game, Bailey. Good game.
Thanks.
Bailey, thanks so much for trying. We hope you'll try again someday. We do have some fantastic prizes for you as well.
Perfect. My name is Bailey, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.